So the Gemara on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph has a very interesting statement. Amar Rabbi Zeva, Amar Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Zeva says in the name of Rabbi Abahu, Va'amri la b'masnisa tna. And some say that, you know, this was a braisa. Asara devarim nemru b'kosha bracha. There are 10 things that are said about a kosha bracha. 10 milos, 10 aspects that make something a kosha bracha, something you're supposed to do. What is it? So ta'in hadacha u'shatifa. It needs both a hadacha and a shatifa, two types of cleaning, like a washing on the inside and a rinsing. Chai u'male. It needs to be chai. It needs to be like undiluted wine. Male. It needs to be full. It should be a full cup. Itur v'ituf, it requires both adorning and wrapping it up. Notel b'shtei yadav, you should take it with both of your hands. V'nosno b'yamin, but then you should place it in your right hand. So you lift it up with two and then put it in your right. V'magbiyam in a karka tefach, you should raise it up from the ground, at least the tefach. V'nosin inaba, and you should put your eyes into it. You should stare at it. You should, you know, gaze at it. V'yishomrim, and some people say, Af mishagra b'matan alanche besa, that you should also send it as gifts. You should send it as a matana to the rest of the people in your house, that after you've, you know, made this a kosha bracha, everyone should partake in it. You should send it around the room. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Anu ein lanu ela arba b'vad. Now, we only have the following four. By us, you know, we only did four of those 10 things. Which ones? Hadacha, the shatifa, the rinsing and the washing. Chai, the fact that it was undiluted umali and that is full. So, and then the Gemara just explains, Tana, what's the difference between Hadacha and Shatifa? Hadacha is mebifnim, u'shatifa mibachot. That Hadacha is, from within, and Shatifa, rinsing it out, is from the outside. So this Gemara obviously is very, very deep, and the Ben Yoyada just has such a beautiful commentary on this that I'm just gonna read through nice and simply. The Ben Yoyada explains, he says, that the guf of a person, the body of a person is called a kos. That we're all vessels, we're all kalim, we're all kosos. That it's a vessel that holds everything. And he says, you know, that's what it says in Sanhedrin, that Amarava kulu gufni durufaski ninu. Right? And Rashi says, durufaski ki saruch shemisham shemboamal. Like, we're like a wallet, a purse, something that holds everything. So the human body is meant to be a kos, meant to be a kli. So now he explains these 10 things by a kos. How do you make a kos a koshal bracha? The following 10 things. He says, Hadacha we know is mi b'fnim and shatifa is mi b'chutz, that the rinsing and washing. He says, the point of everything is sur mera. That the beginning of everything, the way you start your avoda is sur mera, but not just from the bad that are niglos, not just from the revealed bad, not just the shatifa mi b'chutz, the rinsing on the outside, but a real internal washing, a hadacha mi b'fnim, even the nistaros that you have, the evil in your heart, right? You should remove it out. And he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, right? Rachatu hizaku hasira roa malalechem. So he says, so once you clean out your inside and your outside, the first two things, now the third one was what? Was chai. He said, right, when you're tahor from the tumah of all your sins, now you're called chai. Now you're finally living, right? Because a rasha, the chai, is called mes, and a tzaddik is always called chai, right? Maybe even the tzaddik b'misasim is even the kris chayim. So chai means that you're cleared out of all your bad things. That's what true chayim is. True life is when you don't have the bad things holding you down. Right? That's what it's been Ayahu ben Yoyada ben Ishchai. Right? That he was alive. He's a tzaddik. Okay, what's the next one? Malei. Right? That it should be full. So he says, Va'achar kach, malei b'chelet va'aseto. We just, you know, did the Surmei Ra. We reached a madrigal called chai. And now we're going to come to be malei, to be filled with good deeds, to Asay Tov, because the mitzvahs that you do, right, when you're a Rasha, right, they go kind of to the Sitra Achra, and when you do Teshuva, they come back to you. That's what it means, Itur. So Itur is someone who's Oisik B'Torah, that it's misafter him, that it adorns him, like if he's a tzaddik. The Gemara says, the Pasuk is, you know, Zer Zav, right, that if you're Zacha, you know, the Torah can be a crown for you, Lo Zacha. Then it'll be Zara, then it'll be, you know, foreign from you. So he says the Torah can be a crown for you, right? That's what it means, it adorns you. And then you're able to do Ituf. Ituf is wrapping yourself. That's called the Chaluka Derabanan. That's the Madrega in Kabbalah, the Madrega in Pnimius that Tzaddikim have with all their mitzvahs, that their mitzvahs you know, make up their levush in Olamaba, that it's a kilu, they're wearing a levush made out of mitzvahs. That's called ituf. And then what? No tal b'shtei yadav. You take it with two hands. Meaning, you need to protect yourself and be mashpia yourself, you know, both from the right hand and the left hand, which is chesed and the midah of gevura. Right? And that you need to have both aspects, poseich es yadacha, you have both your right and your left hand, mashpia lechocha ritzon, and support yourself, right? You're the chai, which is the tzaddik, right? He'll be able to be mashpia himself leratzon as much as he needs, as much as he has to. V'noshlim b'yamin. And then, once you recognize that sometimes you have things come from chesed, sometimes you have things come from gevura, you put it in your yamin. Meaning, you tie it and you double it into the chesed. Right? And that's what it means, Hashem is moshech ha'chut shel chesed. Right? V'soshiyena yiminach, like David Melech says. And then he says, matbiya min ha'karka techach. Then he raises it up from the karka techach. Because the techach is the shear of four godlim, four atzbos, four fingers, right? A techach is a hand's breadth, and so it equals the four fingers. So he says those four fingers are remnants to the four olamos that you rise up, right? That you go through asiya, yitira, bria, all the way up to atzilus, that you go above all that when you reach this madrega. You go up a full tefach, venosin enovah. You put your eyes on it, right? That was amazing. Hashem looks at you with the ein tova, the ein b'kicha. Hashem looks at you, you know, with proud eyes. We know that the concept of being matzachin is very much tied to the eyes, right? We're coming up to Purim. Imatzasichin be'enacha hamelech. You know, Hashem find favor with us in your eyes, meaning Hashem is kilu looking at us, and that's what it means we're finding favor with him. And then he says also, that's what it means, mishagra b'matan al-anche beisav, that you should send it to matan al-anche beisav. There's a concept in Kabbalah that you can kind of send parts of your neshama after you're in Gan Eden to come and help other Jews or help your b'nei beiso. That when we see the concept of, oh, you know, our forefathers, our righteous forefathers, whether, you know, we're talking about Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov or, you know, Tzadik and maybe Miuchas to, or whether we're talking about the previous generation, when, you know, when we feel like they're with us, or even when we don't feel like it, when we're doing good, when we make our body a vessel, when we make our body a ro'i kli, we're actually zochet what's called an Iber Neshama, that the Neshama of the Tzadikim could come and manifest in us and help us along. And you know, as long as we can keep up that madriga, it will be there and help us in our Asiyas HaMitzvos. And then if we chas v'shalom sin, our Yisrael describes in Shara Gulgulim, will kind of run away so that it doesn't have to be shaykh to the sinning part of us. That's what it says, that meaning if you're the Yesh Omrim there, right, that last opinion is that, you know, even if you reach all this madriga, your soul will be able to come back and help your B'nai Beiso, that even, you know, the next generation, you want to be mashpia to them, you want to help them, perfect yourself, and inherently you'll be helping them, and you'll be manifesting back to them. And then he points out that Rabbi Yochanan was being an anav. Rabbi Yochanan, in his great anivus, so he said, oh, I only have four of these madrigas. I didn't get to so high. But I couldn't be master of these high madrigas. So it's a beautiful teich from the Ben Yoyada on what it means to the 10 things that are said about a coast, to make them personal, to make them about ourselves. That it's about getting rid of our avers, becoming, you know, achieving true living, real chayim, doing mitzvos, rising up to madrigos, understanding how to accept both from the chesed and the gevura, but how to tie everything to the chesed, how to be manifest the different aspects of our life and pull it to one side. And we should all be zocha to recognize that we're all kalim, that we're all, you know, kosos, that for Hashem's bracha, that Hashem wants to make us not just a kos, but a kosha bracha. And, you know, if we're not zocha to all 10 madrigos, then at least to be like Rabbi Yochanan, who, you know, thought it was even chashav also to be up to four, even to just get some of these madrigas of maybe, you know, Sur Meiran, beginning of Vasei Tov, and even if that's where we're at, that we're not on these higher lofty things of understanding Sphiros and Hasagas and Kabbalah, there's a madriga to that too, to make ourselves a ra'i, to be a kli.